Christmas, everyone, and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we hope that you're all having a wonderful holiday spent with family and friends, and also being reminded of the Savior's love for the world. We want to remind you that if you're looking for a way to calm down the chaos and bring back the spirit of the season, Mormon Channel has a wonderful 24-hour Christmas music stream available on mormonchannel.org. You can just keep it running all day long. It's no secret that music is such an incredible way to feel God's love. And one of the hottest concert tickets in Utah this season is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's Christmas concert. They always have an amazing and world-renowned guest artist that joins them, and it's really a fun event for the entire family. Well, last year's special guest was Santino Fontana, who was a voice in the hit movie Frozen and is also a very accomplished Broadway star. And he was joined with the Sesame Street Muppets, lovable characters that all gathered on stage together with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir last December. And now the CD recording of that event is available to own. Well, this month, Mormon Channel has a free special recording of a portion of the CD that will be available on our website. It features Drs. Mac Wilberg and Craig Jessup discussing what being a part of that production was like. Take a listen.
Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Heidi.
Great to be here.
We thought we'd start today by just talking about how the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the Sesame Street characters came together for a Christmas program and brought in Santino Fontana, who's become a familiar face to many of our choir audiences. Just give us a little bit of background on how this whole program came together. It's quite different from what the choir's done in the past.
It is, and this was a dream that started probably about 10 years ago, and maybe even a little longer, when we were thinking about guest artists. And of course, our PBS presentation, every Christmas is an important part of what we do. Of course, the Sesame Street Workshop is very much associated with PBS. So it was a combination of several elements that made us dream about bringing Sesame Street here to Temple Square. After a bit of planning, it became a reality, and we couldn't have been more pleased, and it met our expectations and then some.
Well, I think that everyone who had the opportunity to be there, and I think everyone who has an opportunity to put one of these into their DVD at home or play it in the car.
Well, we always say that both the choir and the orchestra, we try to perform for everyone. And in this particular case, it was not only the adults, but children were very much a part of this concert. And I think if you view the DVD or watch it on PBS, you will see that children were very much a part of our audience. We actually lowered the age, what we usually do. Our age is usually 8 years of age or older for children, but we lowered it several years for this year only so that those younger children who so associate with these wonderful characters could be a part of that experience.
I have a son who's 6 years old that was able to come to the concert last year for the first time, and that was a really special experience. It was really just a fun experience from beginning to end.
Talk to us about this passage in Luke that has become so much a part of the last moments of the concert.
This is a traditional part of every Christmas concert. The thing that's unique is that it's read by a different person each year. And it's interesting, each one of them are unique and each one of them are wonderful in their own way. And this year we had our singing guest artist, Santino Fontana, read the Luke story. He told me how much he enjoyed that part of his assignment for the concert.
I think he said it was one of his favorite moments, actually, being able to read and deliver that text. He said very unusual for an actor to be able to do something like that. It was very moving, his delivery of it.
Well, and I think it was beautifully done. Let's listen to Santino Fontana share with us Luke 2, the Christmas story.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Well, there's really only one way to conclude the story of the babe in Bethlehem in Luke, and that is to sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. That's become the signature piece of the Christmas concert.
Again, that's a traditional part of our concert. And again, every year it's sung in a different manner by each of our guest artists. So each one of them brings their own interpretation and their own take upon this traditional Christmas carol. So unless we come up with something better, this is how we'll probably traditionally always end our concerts.
Well, it's such a dramatic close because it brings in, and you'll see this if you have an opportunity to show the DVD in your home or to your friends, it brings in everyone. It brings in the dancers and the children and the singers and the guest artists and the choir and the orchestra. And it's just a coming together in such a way that you feel like this is that moment of glory. Let's listen to the 2014 Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you will feel the Lord's Spirit this season and always. The quote of the day, the reason for the season, found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you again for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.